Let's talk about your feminine energy. Hello, beautiful. You are listening to episode 109 of the Africana Woman podcast. My name is Chulu, your host. I am a storyteller by design, commander of words, wellness entrepreneur, and coach. Sis, are you new here? We partied today. Welcome, 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 darling. Where have you been? We have been waiting for you. Yes, you. You have officially joined that family you never knew you needed. You are about to have those conversations you never knew people had. I am so excited for you. Click the subscribe button, and when this episode finishes, head over to africanawoman.com to check out all of the resources we have for you. And to you who is a dedicated listener, hi honey, thank you so much for your continued support. There is so much exciting news to share. People often ask me, Chulu, what do you do? And for a long time, I have struggled to narrow down what I do. Recently, I came across this term that really resonated and it makes sense for me to use. The term is wellness entrepreneur, because anything I touch will have a wellness component to it, right? In the last week, Africana Woman announced our wellness retreat calendar for 2023. Amazing! In addition, we have launched an Airbnb getaway in partnership with Kumushi Garden. Go check out the show notes or go to the website or my socials and you'll be able to see the Airbnb there. Now, let's talk about the retreats, okay? Sis, we have something for everybody. Well, it's women's retreat, so every woman, okay? When I think of a retreat, I think it's so important that you take yourself out of your normal setting and immerse yourself into a completely new environment. This can either provoke creativity and inspiration, it can challenge you, or it can calm your nervous system down enough so that you can rest. So I have found beautiful locations for us to explore together. However, my darling, someone would say, darling, however, a retreat is not a vacation. The goal is not party after party. No. It's not. The goal is transformation. So this requires doing the internal work. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy, but the results far outweigh the process. Okay? So these are the retreats that we have lined up for you in 2023. I am so excited. So this is what they're called. Number one is the Worthy Walk. Okay, this is a hike for all of you who love camping. I don't know why, but you guys who love camping, this is for you. We will be embodying your belief in worthiness of your dreams, of your goals. Just, you really have to believe that you are worthy. If you don't believe that you're worthy of that thing, no matter how many goals you set, no matter how many dreams you aspire to, you're not going to get to it because you don't believe you're worthy. So we want to get you there, okay? Number two, reinvention. I think this is my favorite. Reinvention is about writing a new story. Now, I love stories. The truth is that we are all storytellers. And over the years, we have told ourselves stories about our lives and why we cannot achieve something. So, in this retreat, reinvention, we will examine our stories and write new ones so that we propel ourselves to design a life we desire. Number three, getting juicier, money, mindset, and mission. Okay. One of our main blocks in achieving the abundance that we want is our relationship with money. At this time, we will discover your money story. We're going to reframe it, and then you will become very clear about what you will do with your money and why you are spending it on your mission. Okay. Number four, the Africana woman experience. Literally, it should be the ultimate Africana woman experience. This is our signature retreat. It is about knowing at the deepest of deepest levels who you are and discovering your roots as an African woman. And then really embodying the knowing in your day-to-day life. Okay. So I'm very, very excited about this one because we get to go to Morocco and it is just going to be life-changing. Okay. Number five is becoming, and this is the founder's circle. This is an exclusive mastermind for seasoned entrepreneurs who want to accelerate their growth exponentially. Listen, it's very limited. We're only taking 3 to 5 people. So if you are interested in this, you need to get in now. Now, to learn more about any of these retreats, please email africanawoman@gmail.com and type retreats. We will send you the retreats catalog. I cannot say it enough. I pray that you get to the point where you believe that you are your best investment and that learning and growth is for a lifetime. One of the biggest lies is that education stops after you get your degree. No, babe. What happens is when you graduate from university, college, whatever, what happens is you then graduate into the school of life. So find the right communities, coaches, and mentors. Today's conversation really warms my soul because this has been a personal journey that I have been on for some time. We are talking about feminine energy. Let me explain right off the bat. Everyone, men and women, have both masculine and feminine energy. Okay. Most people tend to use one energy more than the other. One is not better than the other. The trick is learning when to use either the masculine or the feminine energy at the right time. However, we live in a society that has skewed the balance and made most people operate in mostly their masculine. I'm going to come back to this at the end of this conversation. For now, please enjoy. Saloma Phiri is a social entrepreneur, speaker, and passionate advocate for women's empowerment, who is committed to inspiring women to become change agents and leaders in their communities. She is the founder of Woman Up Africa, formerly African Woman Redefined, a social enterprise that creates a unique space for women to develop themselves both personally and professionally. Woman Up Africa aims to help and encourage African women to embrace their unique identities, harness their potential, and foster collaborative relationships with other women through online content, events, workshops, and mentorship programs. Salome holds a bachelor's degree in business science from the University of Cape Town and is a member of the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, ACCA. She is also a Young Africa Leaders Initiative YALI Fellow. So I'm very, very excited to welcome Salome. Hi, please help
Hi,
me.
Hi, Chilu. Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Ah, goodness. So guys, when this is being recorded, it's the rainy season. So this is our second attempt, and I'm glad that we were able to do it. So what does femininity mean to you?
Femininity, really, when I've done all the work I've done when it comes to understanding femininity in the way that I have understood it now, I would say it's really reconnecting with who God intended a woman to be. And when I say that, I mean looking at the attributes of a real traditional woman. She's soft, she's caring, she's nurturing, she's vulnerable, she's kind, she's intuitive, you know. Those are just some characteristics that are from the top of my head that I would use to describe what femininity is to me. I really believe that these attributes are so beneficial to being a woman, and maybe particularly an African woman, because we've been labeled as, you know, the narrative around African women is it tends to lean towards more of the negative side, where, you know, we are seen as strong, as you know, rough, ready for battle because of everything that we've been through, you know. So now when I look at, is this really how God intended a woman to be? You know, there's nothing wrong with being strong. I'm not discounting that. But what about the other side of being soft? You know, when I look at in our African society, our mothers, even when I look at my mother, she's a very strong woman, you know, and even just in her, not that she's not kind or, you know, has those attributes, but it's more so she has that side to her that is very, like, you know, almost masculine in a sense, because the masculine side is more about doing, about achieving, about, you know, just being strong and doing what you have to do to just make sure that you survive, you know. So I've seen that even just general African women, even in my own family, and it's a nature that I also took on because that's all I knew, you know. That's really all I knew. And now upon rediscovering who I am and, you know, redefining who I am, because I feel like we redefine ourselves every season of life. You somehow redefine yourself. So upon that, this part of my life, this season in my life, upon redefining myself, I've come to try and understand what femininity is and work towards that, you know, and come out of that masculine nature that I've taken on, just to thinking that it's the way I should show up in this world. But to be taken seriously, to achieve things, you know, I mean, yes, it's a good thing, but I've also seen the benefits of showing up in my full feminine self. And I feel more comfortable in that now, to be honest, you know, because I feel like that's what God really intended for women, you know, when it comes to just being a woman when you're a woman in a safe space, I would say. Because now it's to speak to women who are not in safe spaces, and what do you do? Because the masculine also is an energy that allows you to protect yourself, you know. If you're in a dangerous space, you need to let your guard up. You need to fight. You need to be strong. I'm not speaking to that right now, but when I look at women in a space, a woman who's in a safe space and she's able to really relax and be who she is fully, then being in your feminine really, it gives you a certain peace that it's indescribable, honestly, because it's like you have to experience it to know, you know, when you're in that space, emotionally, mentally, physically. Yeah, and it takes work, because it takes a lot of unlearning, a lot of habits, relearning, learning again what it is that you're trying to become, you know. So it's a process, and it's still ongoing for me.
Yeah. Do you think femininity has a space in the corporate world? And I say it because, you know, in a corporate setting, it's very structured. Mm-hmm. Whereas you know, feminine energy is about flow, you know, like you're saying with the intuition, but even something as simple as needing your body to rest, you know, when you menstruate, but then people are going to look at you like, or, you know, when you say something like, oh, something that's from your intuition, like, oh, you're so emotional, you know.
Do you
think there is space for the feminine energy in corporate?
Yeah, I think definitely there is. It's just about how you package yourself, really, because, of course, it's difficult to be in that space when, say, for example, you're the only woman who's surrounded by a whole lot of men. And you're also trying to work your way up the corporate ladder. And the way society perceives men, the male species is always seen as, you know, ambitious, competitive, driven. And if you as a woman don't possess those, then chances are of them taking you seriously on the level that they take each other seriously, seemingly low. But for me, I believe that we can, I wouldn't say switch, but I'd say you can utilize a masculine energy in a way that doesn't overpower who you are as a feminine and you moving in your feminine energy, you know? So, there's certain things that you can, when it comes to getting the work done and, you know, articulating yourself in a way that can allow you to, of course, stand out and to be considered as one amongst their peers who is also on the level of being a successful person, then I'd say, you know, you can, you know, sort of just enter into that space whereby you have your masculine energy. But then it doesn't take away from the fact that even at work, you can still show up in your feminine energy. And when I say that, I mean, think about what is the feminine energy. I spoke about certain attributes, you know, kindness, nurturing, softness. You can still, you know, have those attributes and even just show up in that way at work, you know, engage with people using your feminine energy at work, you know, without, of course, you know, these days it's difficult to be too kind because you might be taken as, oh, okay, this person flirting with me. But of course, there's a balance to it. You know, but I've seen the benefits of even in the corporate space of just showing up in that feminine flow, you know, whereby even when it comes to just dressing, just your presence, are you nurturing, you know, even to your colleagues, are you caring? Because it's like a lot of women in the corporate world are very like harsh. They're very, you know, like, I need to just be this way because that's the only way I'll be taken seriously. A lot of us are, like, have been like that. I've been like that. But I've seen how it's much more beneficial. It's much more, I'd say in terms of building relationships, it just works in a way that, you know, even you become unforgettable because you stand out. Because look at it now. Every other woman has got that masculine energy. You're the only one who comes in with your softness, with your kindness. And you still have a side to you that is still driven, that's still ambitious. And you have a way that you balance it out. But you don't completely forsake your feminine energy just because now you are in the corporate space. I think it's very doable. It just takes a lot of practice on how to balance it out. You know, it does take practice. It's not an easy thing, really. But I think it also sort of speaks to how then you transition from coming from work and then also coming home, especially if you're married, you know. So you find that because now you're in masculine mode all day, you take that same masculine energy and bring it home to your husband if you're married, then that becomes a whole other story that, you know, we can speak on. But it's really not the best thing to do because I've seen the adverse effects it has on relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've really now started to try and understand, you know, how is it that women can balance out being successful without taking away from their femininity and just, you know, forsaking it just for the sake of success.
So now you are a leader, right? You have, you know, Women Up Africa, and you have your own business. So how do you show up in your femininity in those spaces? And it's something that you have crafted for yourself. So how do you show up?
So for me, being a business owner, I've also learned how to tap into my intuition, tap into my creativity. That's what enables me to come up with different ideas in terms of my business. So those are also attributes of femininity, you know, being creative. As women, we are creators. You know, we create life. Well, not we don't create it, but we we are instrumental in creating it. You know, we birth things. So being in touch with my creative side, being intuitive, being open, you know, being friendly, being kind, being honest. Those are ways that I show up in those spaces where it comes to my business, it comes even to my platform and being a leader in society. I really want to be able to connect with women, and that requires vulnerability, you know. So for you to really be authentic and to connect with others, you need to be vulnerable. Those are things that I'm also just learning to do and to be and to show up as, you know, being as authentic as possible. That also is a way that I'm, you know, being as walking in my femininity, really. Even in terms of my style, you know, we can still be authentic, but still also be stylish, you know, be feminine. There's no problem with being a tomboy. I mean, that's your style, the sense, there's nothing wrong, but it doesn't say that you still can't be feminine in that way. You know, just about switching up your style in a way that is still flattering, still soft, still true to who you are, you know. So when I look at those elements, you know, in terms of how I show up, just as you see me physically, you know, when you first see me, what do you see? And then secondly, how is my energy? You know, because I think a lot of us, we are focused so much on the external appearance, but not working so much on our character and our energy. Like, how do people feel when they're around you, whether it's clients or potential partners or, you know, any other person that might be dealing with you for whatever work that you do? How is your energy? Because for me, I'm an empath and I read people's energy. So that also determine whether I'll continue my business relationship with you. If I'm feeling off, if I'm feeling some kind of way, there comes the intuition. Then it's difficult because people don't believe you. You know, you're like, something doesn't feel right. But then the people are like, look, if you're dealing with a man, men are logical. They'll be like, no, but this deal can actually help you with what you're doing. I'm like, no, but the energy is off, you know, so it's a lot to deal with because people look at you like you can't make a judgment based off how you feel energetically. But I mean, it is what it is. It's how I am, and for me, that has helped me, you know, move through life. So those are just ways in which I would say I show up in my femininity.
I can so relate with that.
I mean, a woman can be masculine, but she still has a good or a good vibe, but someone can be extremely feminine in the way that they might look, but their energy is completely off, you know. So if I feel like I can't connect with you because of a certain barrier that I'm feeling or something that is preventing me from connecting, then I won't most likely engage, or maybe I'll engage on a surface level but not go too deep, you know. So I feel like intuition is something that you develop over time. It's not something that it's just comes like randomly. I think you have to really be so in tune with yourself, with the spirit. And that's how over time you start to have a deeper awareness or understanding of who you are firstly and who you can align yourself with. You know, so it's not to say that everybody is bad or evil, but not everybody is meant to be aligned with you, and you're not meant to be aligned with everyone either. So it's all about just having that discerning ability to decide who you partner with on your life journey. You know, so yeah, that's something, of course, I've experienced when it comes to women relationships. They're not the easiest. And it's something that I'm trying to understand why, you know, But that is where we are, unfortunately. And there are good women out there who are willing to help one another, but there are also the women who just have whatever problems or issues they have with elevating other women. And you just need to identify who's who and then, you know, move forward from there. So I've had those experiences definitely, you know, whereby even I've approached women and I'm trying to say, look, there's this thing I'm doing. Would you want to work with me? And then they give me some attitude that is like, oh my God. So I regret even coming to you. But I think it's all part of the process. You know, it makes you stronger. It makes you wiser, you know, and you keep it moving until you find whoever is meant to come on board with you.
Mm. So just a quick question. I think when people hear us talking about, like, you know, tapping into your intuition, you know, knowing who you're aligned with and listening to spirit, it may seem a bit foreign. But how would you explain it to somebody in terms of how they can develop that over time?
Mm. I think the first point I'd say is connect to source, connect to God, connect to that spirit that is within you, that is guiding you, you know, that is high above you, that bigger than you, you know, and that is where everything begins. So you have to have that relationship with God in on the level that He can, you know, reveal to you who you are as you go, because I don't think we have all the answers right now of who we are, honestly. For me, I'm constantly discovering myself, my interests, my purpose, because I feel like even my purpose evolves. I don't know if you'd say you've thought that as well, maybe whereby, like, for example, I'll start with what I started with women's empowerment events. But now it's sort of evolved, and I'm like, I don't think I really want to do events the way I used to do events. I want to empower women, yes. But I feel like the idea behind it has sort of, I don't want to say changed, but I would say it has just evolved into something else. But it's still, the core of it is still women's empowerment, you know, but in a different way than I first started, you know. So we're constantly rediscovering about ourselves, and you have to connect to source for that. And then from there on, that's where now you also tap into your spiritual abilities. Because for me, I think we all have a certain level of spiritual gifts, abilities, if we really just looked within, you know. So they're different for everyone. And it's different to how God speaks to you. Some of us, we dream. I'm a dreamer. We have certain ways that we connect to the spirit world, or to connect to God on that level. That it's only in spirit, you know. So those are the two points I would say, you know. First of all, connect with God, develop a relationship with God, and then start asking Him questions. For me, I'm really just very open with God. I'm like, look, you put me here. What do you want me to do? Like, am I just going to just be here? Like, no. I know there must be something bigger. I know I was made for more. So what do you want me to do? Like, I'm always like, you know, God, it's me and you. I'm a team, my team. If people ask me, who's your team? It's like me and God, like, you know, literally, you know. So I have that relationship with Him, or with God, you know. I mean, I don't want to limit it to what people might call their higher power, but for me, it's God, you know. So you hear me talking about God a lot, but it depends on what you believe the higher power to be, and connect with that. Ask questions. I always believe God answers. Like, God has answered every single question when it comes to my purpose. And it's because I asked and I wanted to know, you know. So that's the first point. And then secondly, tap into your spiritual gifts, your spiritual abilities. And then from there on, you'll find that even just being intuitive and trust your intuition. I think a lot of times we don't trust our intuition because it's like, I think I was just crazy, because we, as human beings, we like to have answers. We like to have facts. We like to work with, you know, the hard facts. But then when it comes to intuition, like, how do you know? Like, no, I just feel, you can't just feel, like, it doesn't make sense, but I feel that's what I believe. No, So you end up also not believing in it because people around you don't believe in the idea of basing whatever judgment that you have to make on just a feeling, you know. So you have to trust it to that point whereby, regardless of what people are saying around you, you really hold on to that, and that's your truth, you know. And you just say, look, this is how I believe. This is really what I'm feeling. This is what I'm seeing, whether it's in the spirit world. And this is how I'm going to make my moves based on that. I mean, I'm not saying 100% intuition all the time, but I'm just saying incorporate it into your logical side of things, you know, of doing things. I feel like God gave women that gift of being able to be both logical and emotional. Unlike men, it's difficult for them to really move between those spaces easily. You know, as women, we flow. Men, they just go into that compartment like, look, I'm logical and that's it. For me to enter emotional, it's like, it's a lot of work. But I feel like women, we can easily flow back and forth. So we can use both, you know, to our advantage. And yeah, making decisions becomes, I wouldn't say easier, but there is some wisdom that is that is sort of, you know, utilized to make certain decisions.
Guys, can you tell why I was so excited to have Salome on the podcast? Like, she speaks my language, I beg.
Yeah, it's always good to find someone who speaks your love language of purpose and identity. Yeah.
You know? Oh my gosh, so beautiful. I love everything that you're saying. I'm just like, yes. Okay. Salome, how do we support you? Where do we find you? Is there anything, like an event that's coming up? Anything we can support you with?
When it comes to my social media, you can follow me at salome.piri on Instagram, as well as Women Up Africa. The handle is at Women Up Africa. Then also my craft business is at Fumukazi_designs. You can also support me with that. I'd appreciate that. And yeah, if you have any questions, you can email me as well, salomecpiri@gmail.com. So always looking forward to connecting with like-minded women like Chulu and whoever else, you know, thought my words resonated with their spirits. It would be great to connect.
I hope you have a better understanding of masculine and feminine energy. Simply put, masculine is doing, whereas feminine is being. Remember, I mentioned at the beginning that we live in a society that has skewed the balance and made most people operate in mostly their masculine. So I'm going to give myself as an example. Now, as a child, I grew up with abandonment issues. So the world was not safe. So I had to do things to protect myself. Then I became a single mother. And here's the thing, here's where we get caught up. We think that mothering is feminine. It's not. Mothering is actually a masculine energy because you are doing things, changing diapers, breastfeeding, making the baby sleep, etc. It's all doing. Protecting that child, it's all doing. Now, add the extra layer of having to fend for my child and myself and constantly be in a survival mode. I sat in my masculine energy so deeply. So I have been on a very long journey, and I'm not even there yet, guys. I've been on a very long journey to convince my body, my nervous system, my brain that I am safe. I don't have to be in survival mode 365 days in a year. You know, I have been working on letting myself just be, to go with the flow, to trust my intuition, to receive. Ladies, that's a big one. Receive help, receive gifts, receive compliments. I struggled with it so badly. Oh my goodness. But I am so much better with receiving right now. I think the most important thing I had to work on is to reframe the belief that feminine energy is weak. It is not weak. Feminine energy is a creating energy. It's a creating life force. And there is nothing weak about that. If you've had a baby, you know there's nothing weak about that, right? It is just a different kind of power. So guys, please give Salome her roses. Find her on Instagram, in fact, on all social media at Salome Piri. This conversation was a snippet of a broader chat I had with her. We talked about her transition from corporate to social entrepreneurship, living in different countries and the culture shock of returning home, and so much more, so much more. As an Africana woman visionary, you get exclusive access to the full interview. Head over to africanawoman.com or email us at africanawoman@gmail.com to become a visionary. That is it for this week. Thank you for listening. My playground is Instagram. Find me at Chulubai Design. The best way to support the podcast is to rate and review it on your podcast app. And make sure you share, guys. It really goes such a long way in helping us find more like-minded, like-hearted women. So, till next week. This podcast was produced and edited by Africana Woman Media.